Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
You know, it occurs to me that we are preempted in the city of Los Angeles tonight because of the Laker basketball game, so I could say anything I wanted, and no one in the L.A. area would hear me until well after the game was over when we replayed it, and that by then I could just cut it out of the tape. So stay tuned, because I'm going to say some bad stuff. All right, let me bring on a gentleman here now. Sir, you were ticketed by the California Highway Patrol. There's a lot more to this story, but it has to do with the carpool lane.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm at the basketball game tonight, Phil.
Are you at the Staples Center?
Yes, sir.
I'll repeat it. Did you say you received a ticket the other day that you were going to fight because it was, in your opinion, a case of the police ignoring one lawbreaker to get you?
Yes, sir. What I was telling the man, I was on the 405 freeway, which has a diamond lane. If you're familiar with the 405, it has a diamond lane. And I travel this part of the freeway about three mornings a month to visit my accountant. He has an office on the west side. Now, the carpool lane, according to the California Vehicle Code, is for people who are carpooling. And yesterday morning, I was traveling south near the Skirball Center Drive when I saw one of these Honda SUVs in the carpool lane. I was over in the number one lane, which is, what's it?
$2.
I'm just paying for the parking here, which was...
Why don't you get parked before you...
I was over in the number one lane, Phil, which is not the carpool lane. And the traffic was backed up very slow, but sailing along there in the carpool lane, obviously, around 60-65, is all that traffic. Now, I looked over, and I saw a Honda SUV. Okay? You following me?
I hear you. So you're looking at traffic in the carpool lane. You're over just in the fast lane.
You're right. And I'm sitting next to the driver, who was a young gentleman. Sitting next to him was a car seat with a small child strapped in to the car seat. Now, let's be clear. This was in the carpool lane, an individual utilizing the carpool lane with a kid in a car seat.
Now, you got a ticket?
No, this isn't about me getting the ticket. This is about this individual who's trying to get me to... This individual is trying to get me to believe that he's carpooling, and all he's got with him is this kid in the car, in a kid seat. And the kid had, you know, a child has no driver's license. So subsequently, to use the carpool lane when you're only traveling with a kid strapped into a car seat is a blatant abuse of the law. And that was when I swung in behind him in the lane.
All right, now you've gone into the carpool lane behind him. Did you have someone with you?
No, sir, I did not. But let me say, at that point, I felt the abuse was so outrageous that someone had to at least observe and make a record of this. So I was very upset because, you know, of the traffic, and you're sitting there while people are sailing down the carpool lane with a kid,
And all right, were you tailgating this guy?
Let me explain. I felt the only thing I could do was...
You were tailgating this man who had this child, though, right?
Let's be clear about something, Mr. Hendry. This man was in the carpool lane, and all he had was this kid in a seat. All right? And
I hear you. I understand you. So you got in behind him and started tailgating him. And why was that?
Well, I felt the only thing I could do was to ride as close up to his rear bumper as possible, so as to make him aware that he was doing something that was engendering the concern and even the irritation of the drivers around him. Okay?
Well, why tailgate him? Why not just let him know some other way? Why not get a cop? See what I'm saying?
Well, I traveled along a while next to him, and I was pointing at the car seat very strenuously. I was pointing and saying, "What are you doing?" You know, and then what he did was, rather than roll his window down and see what I wanted, he accelerated onto the Marina Freeway, and that's when I got in behind him again, and that's when I began waving in my, so he could see me with a rear view mirror.
Yeah.
I began just waving, going, "What are you doing?" And so.
All right. So where were you going, sir?
Well, I was following him, and...
No, but where were you originally going?
I was going to Santa Monica.
And where was your exit?
Well, mine was the Santa Monica Freeway, but by this time, I had passed that because this man had was going along with a kid.
All right. At this point, sir, the California Highway Patrol observed you, and they put their lights on. They tried to pull you over.
Yeah, when I saw, I said, that is the injustice that this cop was trying to pull me over. And so at that time...
They said you evaded.
No, I did not evade. No, sir.
What? Tell me what you did then, because...
What I did was I got over onto PCH. I pulled over. Because understand something, Mr. Henry. This cop is going to give me a ticket while this guy is in the carpool lane and he's got a kid. So I pulled over. When the cop got out of his car, I took off again. And then I pulled over. You know, and I was playing. I was having fun. I mean, the guys, you know, cops are so stupid to begin with.
Boy, you're lucky you didn't get thrown in jail. You know, you are...
For what, sir?
For evading a cop. I mean...
That's not... No, I wasn't evading. I pulled over as if, you know, I needed to check something, and then I took off, and then I pulled over. It was a game I was playing with this guy, because they refused to pull this guy over.
So you're telling me that the carpool lane should not have kids, should not be allowed to have people in it who...
Well, are you kidding me? The guy's got a kid?
Is that technically okay, Mark? You got a son. Can you go down the carpool lane with a car seat?
Well, wait a second. If you're telling me that's legal, then I'm a... I'll tell you something right now. I think that is baloney. That is baloney to let a kid go down the carpool lane it is strapped into his seat.
All right, let's get a phone number out here. 1-800-449-8686. Do you realize that when you pull over and take off and pull over to cop, all you're going to do is make him mad? Okay?
Yeah, but to me, it's worth it because I like to look at the stupid look on their face. And, you know, he eventually gave me the ticket.
He gave you the ticket and wanted to charge you with evading.
Well, you know what? I'm a Korean War veteran, and I'd love to meet the cop that's going to give me a... All I'm saying to you is, you see how we're off the point here?
And all right, did you want this guy to pull over the father with the kid?
Absolutely, sir. Yes, that's my point.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This gentleman observed a Honda SUV in the fast lane, the carpool lane yesterday, in the diamond lane, whatever you want to call it. And rather than it being two adults, it was a man with a baby seat and a little kid strapped into the baby seat. And you say technically that is in carpooling because obviously the child cannot drive, and so therefore it is a... It's a what? It's a...
Well, it's an abuse of the law is what it is, Mr. Henry. That's my only point. I've tried it, you know...
But let me ask you this. Getting up and tailgating this man...
No, I only did that when he refused to acknowledge that I was very... You know, that I was irritated with his whole... Just everything about him was irritating me. From the car he drove to the smug look on his face to the kid sitting in the seat looking smug. You see, one of the things you have to understand, that when you see these yuppies in their SUVs, Mr. Henry, the parents will look smug, but what it does is it rubs off on the child as well. So the child sits there with an entitled look on his face, too. And all that does is serve to burn my...
Watch your language, sir.
It irritates the Jesus out of me. And
it may irritate you, but my question is it against the law?
It is an abuse of the spirit of the law for a kid to be strapped into a car seat with a smug, self-satisfied look on his face. His mother looks the same way, or the father, or whatever it is that's driving it. And they're in the carpool lane, and meanwhile, I've got to go to see an accountant. I have a number of things to take care of. Got him.
Well, I know you're angry, and I was told, Wayne told me that you were still angry about the ticket that you got from the highway patrol, but that's technically evading.
If you're not a police officer, sir,
Well, I'll tell you something right now. I don't have to be a cop. If you pull over like you're going to pull over, and the cop gets out of his car to walk over, and then you take off, what did the cop do?
Oh, you see, he screwed scrambled into his car. And then I pulled over again. I did it about three times.
What did he ticket you for?
He ticketed me for following too close for being in the carpool lane and for driving erratically. And he said he could have got me for evading, but he said he'd get me for driving erratically. And here's where he said, you know why? Because you're an old man, and what you should do is just go home rather than be out on the road. And I said, boy, you're really asking for it, aren't you? And that's when he said to me, you've got your chance anytime you want.
The cop said that?
Yes, he did. You know, I got thrown into a paddy wagon once when I was young, and I told the cop, I'll see you sometime, and I'll beat your ass. And he said, hey, you had your chance while I was arresting you.
Are you're anti-police? Is that what I'm hearing here, sir?
No, sir, I'm not anti-police. I just want them to enforce the law. You know, instead of pulling over a Korean War veteran, how about pulling over this guy with his look on his face like his stuff doesn't smell? The kid in the car seat who thinks his stuff doesn't smell. Every brat. Excuse me.
All right, hold on. I understand you're a grandfather, too. Is that right, sir?
I'm sorry?
Are you a grandfather?
Yes, I am.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. When we see an SUV going down the carpool lane, and in it is one driver and then a car seat with a kid in it, I've always assumed that that's cool. It's two people, so they can travel. This gentleman was irritated to the point where he followed this guy and apparently was following so close that he got pulled over by the CHP and ticketed for following close, driving erratically, and everything else. Meanwhile, the man with the kid in the car seat went on his merry way. And at one point, this guy is following the guy, and he accelerates onto the Marina Freeway. I don't think there's a carpool lane there. So in other words, he was following this guy even after he'd left the carpool lane and just was, like, driving. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to this man about, and also that he was ticketed by the CHP, and there's a court date pending. We'll be right back on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'll run over the top of you and every member of your family.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And all that, too.
I understand, all right. Sir, we've got some people on the line who will talk and give their opinion. We have a...
Well, please understand, I'm the one that lived through it. And it...
But the way that a talk show works is that we do take calls from people who are, you know, in other words, they're people who have an opinion about this. Because many of them are...
Well, let me ask you this. If the people that have an opinion about this, are they people that have a kid in a seat in the carpool lane? And if they are, my question, Mr. Hendry, would be, Are they driving along with that smug look that you often see? You see,
that's got nothing to do with whether they should legally be in a carpool lane, though.
No, but it lends to the irritation that I feel. If I see a yuppie in an SUV with a kid tied up in a seat, I may not care. Then all of a sudden he's got that look like I'm going to my 6,000 square foot house.
Yeah, but is this about the kid in the carpool seat being a violation of the carpool lane?
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely.
All right, so what's it got to do with whether they got a smug look?
Because it lends to, you know, it pushes me, it pushes all my buttons.
All right, hold on, 1-800-449-8686, and let me talk to Chris. Go ahead, Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, hi, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just have a comment to this guy. You know, irregardless of what he thinks or doesn't think, I mean, if he thinks a guy was breaking the law, evidently he has a cell phone, he can call the police and report him. But I guess what really irks me is the danger he put that policeman in by trying to play games with him. You know,
these guys put
their lives on the line. Every day they leave the house.
Well, what danger am I putting him in?
They don't hardly get paid anything.
All I did
and
was
for him to play
over.
Games with a cop and make him and take a chance on getting hit on the highway, this guy needs some serious help.
Wait a minute. What danger am I putting some dumb cop in when I pull over and he's too dumb? And
what do you mean dumb cop?
I pull over, the guy gets out, then I take off. You ought to see the look on his face.
What
gives you that right to put that policeman's office, that officer's life in danger?
Well, wait a minute. I stopped
playing games.
How am I putting him in danger?
People like you ought to not be on the road, sir.
Wait a minute. How am I putting him in danger? What, is it dangerous?
Every time he has to get out of his car to chase you, to play games with you, he's in danger of getting hit. Okay?
I'm in danger of getting hit, too, every day that I walk out
You're stupid enough to put yourself in that position. But what gives you the right to put a police officer in that?
I had a friend of mine have an airplane engine fall on him. It's a true story. Now, what did he do to deserve that? Nothing.
What's that got to do with anything?
You can get hit and run over any day.
But the point is,
let me ask you something, sir. You have something against people that drive SUVs. What kind of vehicle do you drive?
You want to know what I drive? I drive 26,000 pounds of Detroit iron. I've got a Windstream Winnebago, and let me tell you what, it's.
So you're driving on the highway in a Winnebago?
You better believe it, and we go three times a year to my daughter in Portland.
So you were driving an SUV tailgating this guy on the highway?
No. What car were you driving when you were tailgating the guy?
Oh, I was driving. I've got a Pontiac G. I've got a Grand Prix 63 bone white ox blood interior.
You're in a GP, a 63, huh?
You better believe. Screwed him up in 65, if you ask me.
All right, so he was in a regular passenger car. You're in a passenger car.
Yes, sir. And here comes this yuppie with that look on his face like you just want to...
What kind of look did you have on your face when you took it upon yourself to tailgate and put a child's life in danger?
Sir, I had an irritated look on my face, obviously, because can a kid drive? No. What's he doing in a carpool lane?
Let me ask you something, sir. Are you a judge? Are you a lawmaker?
In what sense do you mean? I'm a voter.
Well, I mean, what gave you the authority to decide, number one, that this guy was breaking the law? What gave you the authority, number two, to tailgate this guy and put him and his child in danger? Number three, what gave you the authority to chase the guy and get behind him after he even left that lane?
Sir, I will tell you that I'm a Korean War veteran.
What are you going to do with it? I'm a Vietnam War veteran. I don't throw that around.
Let's put it this way.
What gave you the authority to tailgate this guy and put his child in danger?
Are you a cop?
No, I'm not a cop.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking Lloyd. Are you a cop?
Mr. Henry, I'm driving a bone white ox blood interior Buick Riviera 1966. And this guy goes by in his Jap SUV like his stuff doesn't smell?
Yeah.
But you still haven't answered my question, sir. What gave you the authority to put that guy's life in danger?
I didn't put his life in danger. I was letting him know that he was pissing me off with his kid strapped in.
Well, you know what? We got a middle finger you can do that with without putting his child in danger tailgating him.
Yeah, all right. Chris, thank you for your call. I got to move on to some other callers here. Number is 1-800-449-8686. What is this car you drive?
It is a Buick Riviera 66, bone white, ox blood interior. And I'm very proud of that automobile. It's a convertible. So if you can imagine, Mr. Henry, I've got the bone white exterior, ox blood interior, and ox blood convertible top. Boy, I love that car. And I love to drive.
Are you all right, sir?
Yes, sir, I am. But I wash that car twice a week. I get in it to go to my accountant, and here comes some guy in his little rice box, and he's got a kid sitting in a car seat. Now, I survived the Korean War, Mr. Henry. I survived seeing friends of mine die. Now I look to my left, and sitting in the car seat, like a little miniature Winston Churchill, is his little fat, bald kid. You might as well put a cigar in his puss. And he's in the carpool lane, Mr. Henry, and the kid don't drive. This is the point that I try to make.
All right, it may be a point, but again, you didn't answer that man's question. What gives you the authority to pull him over? Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
That tears it.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Speaking with a gentleman tonight who was ticketed by the California Highway Patrol for tailgating a man who was in the fast lane, the carpool lane of one of our local freeways, but this happens all across America, with a infant seat, meaning the man was carpooling not with another adult. He was technically carpooling with his infant son, or we don't know who the child was, do we, sir?
No, sir, I don't know. But I am assuming it was his son. But that does not excuse the fact that this guy thinks he's pulling a fast one on me by going down the carpool lane. So in other words, what am I supposed to think? Oh, he's carpooling with a kid? See, that's what he's trying to pull the wool over my eyes.
You've said me and mine a number of times. What do you mean you? I mean,
as a taxpayer and an individual who funds the transportation, California Transportation Department, it is, I feel, my right to question some guy who's in his rice bucket with his kid and the look on his face like he's got the nicest piece of, excuse my language, but he's got a sweet piece of ass waiting for him at home, the mother of his son. And
is this about the guy's attitude or about him using the carpool lane?
It's about him using the carpool lane.
Well, then it's got nothing to do with the look on his face or the look on his kid's face. 1-800-449. By the way, what kind of car do you have?
I've got a 63 Grand Prix Pontiac. Bone white, oxblood interior. I love the living hell out of that car. Anything else?
No, sir. I mean...
All right.
1-800-449-8686. Let me talk to Amita. Hi, Amita. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. How you doing?
Good, ma'am.
I just want to make the comment or a couple points, actually. First of all, that the carpool lanes were created in the first place to improve fuel efficiency so that we're using less gas. That's the whole point of the carpool lane. And this gentleman is...
I would dispute that, young lady. I believe they were to relieve congestion due to the rush hour situation.
Well, regardless, I mean, especially in this time, in a time where our gas is so high, we're encouraged to use the carpool lanes to reduce fuel. Is that not correct?
All right, but let me ask you, how does it reduce fuel by... Watch this, Phil. This ought to be fun. How does it reduce...
Don't talk about the lady like she's not here, sir. You know...
All right, let me ask, how does it reduce fuel by using the carpool lane? Yeah, gotcha. 3 points. Jimmy Valvano, she hung up. You want to know why? Because I put it to her like greased lightning.
I guess you're going to say that it doesn't relieve congestion, it doesn't relieve gasoline because it's taking a car off the road.
Yeah, exactly. And a little tiny squirt in a car seat doesn't drive anything other than its big wheel. And the last time I checked, they don't need gasoline. They might need Vaseline, but they don't need gas.
I understand. 1-800-44... Is Amita gone? Oh, she's gone. Okay, let me go over to John. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You know, I just wanted to say I completely agree with the gentleman. I would have rammed him and rammed him, knocked him off the road. I think he should have pretended like he was back in Korea.
Okay, so in other words, you think I'm psycho. Let me ask
you
a question.
No, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely sane. I think you should have hit him and knocked him off the road. That's what I would have done.
Well,
good
I
job.
Don't, you know what? I don't
God
think,
bless
I don't
you.
Think
God
you would
bless
have done
America.
It. I don't think you've got the pair in you to do it, so yeah. You would have sat there and watched me do it.
I would have. I'm not as good of a man as you, but I
not
think
as
you're
good
on the
of
right.
A man?
No, but
are
I think
you
you're
sure?
on.
Let
I
me
think
ask
you're
you.
On the right track.
Are you sure you are a man at all? That's the what we got to get to the bottom of.
Well, how old are you, sir?
How old am I? Old enough for you.
Isn't it true you become less of a man as you age?
I tell you what. Why don't you come on over, put on a dress, cook me some dinner, and we'll talk about it.
I'm sure you'd like that.
All right. Okay. One thing worse than callers trying to be funny, it's the guest trying to be funny.
Is that supposed to be me?
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Domini, is it?
Yes, uh-huh.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Well, I clearly think this is a case of
road rage. All right, we can't understand what she's saying, so let's take a break. The lady's got a...
I'd like to respond to that lady if I could.
She wasn't saying anything. I couldn't understand you, Donine. So 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, sweet God, do I got a rock.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
At one time, I had a Catalina, you know, and it was clean. It was clean could be. It was a 63.
You're into cars, huh?
Not necessarily, no. I just love that 63 Pontiac. I love the hell out of that car. And the one I've got's a Grand Prix, but a friend of mine's got a 63 Catalina, and another friend of mine has a Bonneville convertible. And I'll tell you what, for engineering, let me just tell you something, Phil.
Then I got to move on, okay?
All right. For engineering, comfort, and beauty, I dare you to beat the 63 Pontiac. I dare you.
Well, a lot of people would say the Corvette.
Give me a break. The Corvette. Man, I tell you, that car, the Corvette is a, you know, any schmuck could own a Corvette. But there's only one 63 Pontiac. You know why?
Why?
Because there was only one year called 1963. That's why.
All right, 1-800. Let's get back to the question of you tailgating a man who had a child in a car seat because you were upset that they were in the carpool lane. You thinking the man shouldn't be in a carpool lane because it's just a kid.
The kid doesn't drive. You know, we've been talking for 50 minutes. Nobody brings that up.
1-800-449-8686. Rick, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I'm a retired Michigan State policeman, and we have the lanes here in Michigan in the sign state and the law state.
Do you have the diamond lane?
Yes, sir, we do.
What do you call them, diamond lane, or do you call them the carpool lane, or how is it?
It is listed as a carpool lane, and it is also listed as a diamond lane. The law states two passengers. It doesn't state two passengers that need to be driven or anything. It is two passengers. It can have a motorcycle or emergency vehicle.
That's what I call it, abuse of the law, because are you kidding me? Some little squirt tied into a seat, I'm supposed to think that that's going to help with the congestion on the freeway?
What if you have your daughter in there that is 16 years old?
If she's a driver, then I can make a case for it.
It doesn't say driver. It doesn't say driver. It says two passengers.
Here's where I got
it. And along with that, I'm also a Vietnam veteran, as you are a career veteran. And why do you call his cars rice burners? They may be made in the United States. About the Japanese.
Hold on. The Honda, last time I checked, that's the last name of a pan face.
All right, let's watch the pan face stuff. Let's watch
Honda is made in Marysville, Ohio.
Yeah, I'll bet
it's made by U.S. citizens.
Bet it's made by someone named Mary.
Marysville, Ohio is where they make it.
Uh-huh. And where do they draw their paycheck from? Gong.
Marysville, Ohio. They are made by U.S. citizens.
Then how come it's called Honda?
Because the same thing is what Chrysler is called, Daimler Chrysler. Are they made in Germany?
What are you talking about? What's Daimler?
Daimler Chrysler. It was bought by,
a German company.
Well, no, actually,
in the United States.
I think it was the other way around. Didn't Chrysler buy Daimler?
Pardon me?
Didn't Chrysler buy Daimler?
Chrysler.
Are you talking about a German car?
That's what
I'm talking about Chrysler.
Will you listen to this guy? Did you breathe in some of that Agent Orange over there? Because I'm talking about a rice bucket.
Look
right.
It, man.
Where are they made? They're made in Marysville, Ohio.
Now look, you were fighting those little brown brothers down in Vietnam. But let me tell you something. I was going up against the Mr. Spock haircut. You know what I'm talking about? I was going up against Chinese regulars.
What do you mean the Mr. Spock haircut?
This guy's going up against
prejudice that is unbelievable.
No, I'm not prejudiced. I love everybody. I use it as a way of. I can't.
No,
What is it hard for you to say Chinese?
Would you walk down Chinatown in San Francisco?
You better believe it.
Huh?
You better believe I would.
Why would you? Because they're Chinese.
They got some
don't
of the
you eat their food?
You're damn right I do. I go, there's a restaurant I go up there, the guy, we get along just great.
Well, then, so what do you do, man? Are you just say a bull haircut for laughs?
It's the way that we talked. We weren't these touchy-feely vets like they got from Vietnam, but they come back over here crying their eyes out because they, smoked too much reefer or whatever the problem was. I'll tell you something.
Okay, come on. Let's get back to the point here with you. You're talking about...
I mean, the man is this guy's a crazy. If he would have pulled away from me, the next thing he would have got would probably be a 40-millimeter in his tires.
Are you putting me on? This is
no,
the state
sir,
of California.
Because you are evading me. You are running. You are now a fugitive from the law.
This is the state of California. They got to put down a spike strip first.
Well, this
no, they don't. No, they do not. If he had pulled a weapon, he would have had a legal right to pull his weapon.
Wait a minute. Why? Because I ran away from him?
Yes, sir. You are a fugitive.
Oh, that's
You stopped. You are technically in his control.
Let me ask you a question, okay? Let me ask you a question. When you're surrounded by a million Mo Howard haircuts, how do you feel? I'll tell you how I felt that day.
Hey, it's a totally different situation.
It's a different topic.
It's a totally different situation.
Yeah.
Well, all right, let me ask you this. You're a police officer,
hey,
right?
Did you ever hear of the Tet Offensive of 1967?
The one where we got our ass kicked? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice
I fought in that. Did you ever, and I survived. Have you ever heard of Kason?
Yeah, it's a lubricating jelly, isn't it?
No, sir.
Right. He's being a wise ass.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get anywhere with this guy.
No, look, I'm not here to get my war record.
If the California Highway Patrol would have arrested him, shot his legs, whatever, he would have deserved it.
I just want to ask, I'm not here to get my war record. I want to know one thing. If you're a Michigan State Trooper, okay?
I'm a retired Michigan State Trooper.
Okay, that means, number one, you're in a different state, and number two, the laws may have changed a million times since you retired. Maybe it's not okay to shoot a guy anymore. Yeah. Think about that one.
Oh, come on. All right, look at... hey, Rick, thank you very much, sir.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you very much for your service to our country.
Yeah. Thank you.
1-800-44...
What about me?
Yeah, thank you for your service to our country, too, although you are a whack job. We'll be right back with more phone calls. And this gentleman's, he's going to be in front of a judge for evading, the cop didn't give him a ticket for evading. He gave him a ticket for endangering or something like that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
You know what we used to do with guys like you? We'd leave your butt up with a flower in it.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And then the other guy I know has got it's not a Catalina.
Can we get off the 63 Pontiac for just a moment, sir? Because we're talking about something far more serious. When is your court date?
My court for the evading? For
the ticket that you got. You got a ticket for endangering, for tailgating. When is your court date?
It's at the end of May.
At the end of May. You're going to need a lawyer.
You know, I love it. How am I, when I tell the judge about this kid sitting there with a look on his face like he thought he was smarter than any judge that you know.
So the judge is going to be upset with a little tiny baby for looking smug like he's smarter than a judge.
Where do I show him the photographs?
1-800-449-8686. Deneen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Oh, this is the lady that your phone went nuts.
Yeah, I got down in the hole, and it went crazy on me, yeah.
How come she's allowed to say that, sir?
Sir, would you let me say a few words, please?
Yes, ma'am, but I just wanted to know why you're allowed
to
say you're down in a hole.
I live in Oregon. I'm a 70-year-old woman.
Uh-huh.
I drive a lovely little white Honda that gets 40 miles to the gallon, and I think... that
wow.
You were breaking the law and over, and I would hate to be on the highway in between you and somebody else because you are definitely what you would term a road rage person, and you should be the book should be thrown at you, and you should be off the road.
Ma'am,
and I hope that judge is listening to this program now.
I've heard you, but I think I'm entitled to ask you one question. What did you mean when you said you were eating a hole?
I was down
she said she was down.
And I lost my connection on my cell phone.
I did not hear that.
Well, you were screaming so loud you couldn't hear me. I'm sorry.
I can tell you that I travel to Oregon twice a year with my wife.
Well, I'm going to be watching out for you because I would hate to be on the road in between you and some other car. I'll tell you
that.
All right,
let me ask you this. Does it echo down in the hole?
Oh, get smart.
You know, why don't you...
You're a prejudiced man. You don't like police.
You don't like young people.
You don't like Chinese people or Japanese. You don't call Japanese...
I love everyone except a little tiny kid in a car seat who thinks his stuff doesn't smell and he's never even broken wind.
And that little kid knew he was over in the fast lane. Come on.
No, he didn't know that, but have you ever seen these kids in the car seat? When you drive by, they're sitting there like, yeah, I think I'm driving. They think they're driving.
That doesn't give you the right to go over in the carpool lane.
And chase that poor man. You want to know why he accelerated onto the 90 freeway? He was afraid of you.
Well, you better be afraid of me.
Well, anybody that was screaming and hollering out the window at somebody, he didn't know what he was doing. You could have caused a horrible accident and killed that child or somebody next to him.
I was trying to tell the man, get rid of the car seat with the kid in it and you're legal.
That's not your right. You call the police and have them do that. It's not your right to be over in that light.
Well, why can't he pull over and at least take the kid and throw him?
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.